知行英语 Listen and share.
The baby in my house.我房中的婴儿，The next few nights, the same thing occurred. I woke up, a crying baby made me walk to the locked door. The dog was locked each day, only unlocked when the baby cried. I came to the thought that this baby wasn't just crying, so I'd go to its room. It was trying to tell me something. One day, my husband went to shop with my parents, leaving me alone in the house. I tried reading.When the crying began once more, I went to the room, opened the door, and stepped in. The crying didn't stop. For some reason, I went to the desk that was in the room and opened one of the drawers. Baby drawings, nothing interesting. Then in the next drawer, something written. I took the paper out, and the crying stopped. I heard a sigh, and then a soft giggle.With trembling hands, I held the paper and started reading. When I was done, I was shaking and crying. My husband found me like this on the floor of the baby's room. After I calmed down, I told him everything. The crying I heard, the room being unlocked, and the letter I found. A confession written by the baby's father. A few lines.More terrifying than anything I read before, as he apologized to someone for killing the child. I guess the mother never found this note. After this day, there was no more crying, just giggling once in a while, especially during the summer.接下来的几晚发生了同样的事情。我起床，然后被一阵孩子的哭声引到那扇锁着的门。门每天都是锁着的，只有孩子哭的时候才会开着。我想，那孩子不是单纯的哭泣，他一定是想告诉我什么东西，所以我得走进他的房间。一天，我丈夫和我父母去了商店，把我一个人留在家。我想多点东西，但哭声又响了起来。我走到了那个房间，打开门走了进去，哭声并没有停。不知怎么的，我走到桌子前，打开一个抽屉，是孩子的抽屉，没什么有趣的东西。但在另一个抽屉里，我看到了一张写着字的纸。我把纸拿出来，哭声便停了。我听到一声叹息，然后是轻软的咯咯的笑声。我颤抖着手拿起纸读了起来，读完之后，我开始发抖并哭了起来。我丈夫找到我的时候，我正倒在婴儿房的地板上，边发抖边哭泣。我平静下来后，开始和他们讲事情经过，告诉他们我听到的哭声，不上锁的房间，以及我找到的信。那是一份供词，是孩子的父亲写的，只有短短几行字，却是我读到过的最可怕的东西。他在信中为自己将孩子杀掉而向某人道歉。我猜那位母亲并没有看到这张纸。此后，我再也没有听到过哭声，只是偶尔，尤其是夏天，会听到咯咯的笑声。
现在，我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The next few nights, the same thing occurred.接下来的几晚发生了同样的事情。I woke up, a crying baby made me walk to the locked door. 我起床，然后被一阵孩子的哭声引到那扇锁着的门。The dog was locked each day, only unlocked when the baby cried. 门每天都是锁着的，只有孩子哭的时候才会开着。I came to the thought that this baby wasn't just crying, so I'd go to its room. It was trying to tell me something.
我想那孩子不是单纯的哭泣，他一定是想告诉我什么东西，所以我得走进他的房间。
One day, my husband went to shop with my parents, leaving me alone in the house.
一天，我丈夫和我父母去了商店，把我一个人留在家。
I tried reading when the crying began once more.
我想读点东西，但哭声又响了起来。
I went to the room, opened the door, and stepped in. The crying didn't stop.
我走到了那个房间，打开门走了进去，哭声并没有停。
For some reason, I went to the desk that was in the room and opened one of the drawers.
不知怎么的，我走到桌子前，打开一个抽屉。
Baby drawings, nothing interesting. Then in the next drawer, something written.
是孩子的抽屉，没什么有趣的东西。但在另一个抽屉里，我看到了一张写着字的纸。
I took the paper out, and the crying stopped.
我把纸拿出来，哭声便停了。
I heard a sigh, and then a soft giggle.
我听到一声叹息，然后是轻软的咯咯的笑声。
With trembling hands, I held the paper and started reading.
我颤抖着手，拿起纸读了起来。
When I was done, I was shaking and crying.
读完之后，我开始发抖并哭了起来。
My husband found me like this,On the floor of the baby's room.
我丈夫找到我的时候，我正倒在婴儿房的地板上，边发抖边哭泣。
After I calmed down, I told him everything.
我平静下来后，开始和他们讲事情经过。
The crying I heard, the room being unlocked, and the letter I found.
告诉他们我听到的哭声，不上锁的房间，以及我找到的信。
A confession, a confession.Written by the baby's father.
那是一份供词，是孩子的父亲写的。
A few lines, more terrifying than anything I read before, as he apologized to someone for killing the child.
只有短短几行字，却是我读到过的最可怕的东西。他在信中为自己将孩子杀掉而向某人道歉。
I guess the mother never found this note.
我猜那位母亲并没有看到这张纸。
After this day, there was no more crying, just giggling once in a while, especially during the summer.
此后，我再也没有听到过哭声，只是偶尔，尤其是夏天，会听到咯咯的笑声。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Occur, 发生，相当于 take place 或者是 happen. 比如说 ,the car accident occurred at 5 o'clock.
事故发生在5点钟。大家需要注意 ,occur 的一个重要的词组 occur to, 表示想到。通常我们都说 ,something occurs to somebody, 某人想到了某事。
例如 ,a wonderful idea occurred to me.
我想到一个绝妙的主意。
Leave somebody alone,
这里是表示把某人单独留下来的意思。比如说
,don't leave the baby alone at home,
别把宝宝单独留在家里。
Leave alone 这个片语还可以表示不打扰、不打搅的意思。
比如看到某个朋友正在气头上，你就可以对别人说 ,leave her alone, 别烦他了。当然如果你心情不好的时候，也可以对别人说 ,just leave me alone, 别吵我了。
Giggle, 咯咯的笑，
这种笑声一般都是女孩子或者小孩发出的。比如说
,the girls were gigging in class,
女孩们在课堂上咯咯的笑。微笑我们说 smile, 大笑我们用 laugh 这个词，窃笑我们可以说 snigger, 而 mock 则是嘲笑。
Done 这个词在口语当中很常见，表示完成的或者是做好了。
比如说一项工作终于完成了，你常说一口气说终于好了。
I am finally done.
又如 ,the egg is done, 意思就是蛋做好了，以此类推。
Half done 是指做了一半，
而 overdone 呢，则是做得过火了。比如说
,the meat is overdone,
这个肉煮过火了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。